Reed conceded Friday that Atlanta's reputation took a hit this week after a snowstorm Tuesday brought the city to a screeching halt in mere hours.
In terms of our reputation nationally, I think we'll earn it back day by day.
Reed says he's ordered a review of the city's handling of the storm and will ask the city council to allocate more money in the budget for snow removal equipment.
We're going to double our spreader capacity and our de-icing capability so that when we receive a severe weather warning, we're going to have a robust capability that gets out and begins to pre-treat our streets immediately.
Reed says the city will also partner with the area-based Weather Channel to help improve city response to future storms.
They have offered to help the city of Atlanta become a model for how to best create a weather-ready city.
Reed also says he plans to set up a working group to develop an emergency response plan in the case of another storm. He says the group will look at staggering the closings of schools, government, and private businesses, a plan Reed has repeated as a solution to the gridlock that left thousands of drivers stranded, some for an entire day.
I certainly have the stature and the force of personality to have ordered or to have strongly recommended that we needed to get our kids out of here, let their parents go get them, close our private sector businesses, and then move our government employees home.
Asked how he'd realistically implement that plan, he said it still needs to be vetted by industry professionals.
And if the experts come back and tell me that's a dumb idea, then I'll tell you all that this was my idea. But I know that the idea is not to move a million people out of the city at once.
Reed says he also plans to hire a city emergency management executive to implement his recommendations. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.